weekly communion service. It's a time for us to get right with God. Christians need to get right with God. Christians make mistakes. How many of you haven't made any mistakes lately? Before we go into our word tonight in our communion service, I just want to say that all of us are so proud of Brenda Nicole. Some 5 years ago or so, Brenda decided to make a change in her life. And every change starts with a decision. And what she decided she was going to do was that she was not going to live addicted anymore. She wasn't going to live a life of sin, open sin. We all sin. We all make mistakes. But that she was going to, she wanted a better life. And I hope tonight you're here because you want a better life. Because the first time that you come into here and you don't want a better life, there's a problem. And a better life is not going backwards. Would you agree? Well, she just went on and on. She began to work a recovery program. She was a single mother. She just worked hard. She just went forward. She just put her nose to the grind. I asked her if she would help me in our recovery group, and she said she would. And so she went on, and that was a good thing. We're proud of her. And she just continued to progress. She got into the nursing program. And having been with Millie, when Millie was in the nursing program, that is a tremendous undertaking endeavor. And she did that with her children and her apartment. And she never complained. She just put her nose to the grindstone. There are many, even those that we know, that started with her that did not finish. You know, Ecclesiastes 7 says this, better is the end, the completion of something, than the beginning of something. We could all start to do something. But what God is looking for is people that will finish and finish strong. Every day of your life, you have to decide, am I a Jesus person? And Jesus people, there are things that Jesus people will not do openly, publicly. You'll do it in secret. Or you'll do it as you're trying to do better. Does that make sense to you? If it doesn't, stick around. It will before it's over. But we love you. And we're here to keep things going the way that the Lord wants to. And if you would, Millie, pick up that microphone and just let's just pray. Pray right now. Did you want to say anything before we pray, hon? Okay.
Father, we just thank you for this day and for this service. We thank you and celebrate that Brenda has graduated and is now a nurse, Father, and she will be out and about doing your business, Father, in that profession. Father, lead and guide her. Watch over and keep her safe. Father, for each person here, Father, that they receive of your word, Father, and they plant it in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, we are here. It's just about Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And I'm going to read some Bible verses in the book of Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 7. Some very familiar Christmas verses. In Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 7, the word says this, speaking of Mary, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And you know, see all these empty chairs? I've got to ask myself, is there room in your heart? Is there room for Jesus in your life? Are you going forward? or are you going backwards? Are you in a backslidden position, or are you trying to serve the Lord? That's a fair question right now. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because the Christian walk is a walk where we make choices, where we turn away from some things and we embrace a new life. So, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Father, in Jesus' name, take these words and turn them into life. Make them the living word tonight. And everyone said, Amen. We're looking tonight at this. It is impossible to outgive God. It's impossible. Whatever we give him, he's got more for us. And this season that we're in right now, the Christmas season, this church is hustling and bustling, and we're all about who we really are. 2 years ago, we lost our privilege to go into the nursing home because of COVID. This year, it looks like we're going to be able to, on Christmas Day, for the first time in 2 years, to go into the nursing home. Everybody that is got proof of a COVID vaccination, at 10 a.m., this Saturday, Christmas Day, we want you to join us, if you will. It is one of the most awesome things that we've done over the years. We've gone into the nursing home every Christmas Day for the last 25, 30 years. And I can just tell you that it is impossible to outgive God, that it is the nature of a believer to give. That's what we're supposed to do. We're saved to serve. And this is the most serving church that I know of anywhere close by. It's exciting. It's exciting to be a believer. And I'm going to read from the book of Acts chapter 20. And if you want to join there with me, this is Paul speaking to the believers at Ephesus, and he brings up a very important point in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and verse 35. He says to the Ephesian elders, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and remember those, the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give and to receive. Can you say amen? It's more blessed to give than to receive. And you are having opportunities, rich opportunities. Today, you came together and we served this community. We got food from Scranton. We brought it here. We passed it out. And it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. You know, I thought about that today. And I thought, Lord, how is it? Show me some ways that it's more blessed to give than to receive. I believe in that. I'm a giving person. I've sinned recently. I've asked for forgiveness, and that's what you need to do. We all need to do that from time to time. But I just ask the Lord, show me, Father, how I can be more sensitive and be more of a giver. And the last place I want to turn is very familiar. I read it at Christmas times a lot. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, please look with me at beginning at verse 31. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. See, there's the sheep and the goats will not always dwell together forever. And the tares and the wheat, the weeds and the wheat will not always be together, but they are right now. There's all kinds of people in this world. And what we have to decide every day is what kind of a person are we going to be every day? What are we going to represent? Are we going to represent Jesus? And ask yourself tonight, are you going to represent Jesus? Amen. And he shall say, he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer and say, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. The Lord's looking at our lives. And I'm praying and asking God, Lord, make me more sensitive. Help me to see the people around me, Lord, that are hungry, and I feed them. Lord, help me to see the thirsty, and I give them a cool drink. Help me to see them as a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for opportunities to see people that I can reach out to, that I can touch with the love of God, with forgiveness, with grace. People that need a word in season of hope. And I'm going to ask you right now, I saw me asking anybody that can say to me, Lord, show me people like this. Show me people that I can reach out to. I want you to put your hand up if that's you. Father, you see every hand. None of us are perfect, but God, you see us. You see what we can be. Lord, show me how to be a little kinder, a little more sensitive. I was driving to Clarksville, and I said, Lord, just show me some of the ways that I could be a better person. And I don't have to look very far in my own life to see ways that I could be a better person. And I look for those ways. And it's so easy to just forget all about this and just open the doors and just have something that won't stand, something that's not blessed, something that's just average. Lord, for everybody that raised up their hand, they raised up their hand for you. They believe that they can do better. Help us. You know, when we think about, Brother Sam says this every year, that we're going to have the best Christmas ever. I present to you that the best Christmas ever is when we give more than we've ever given before. And I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about of yourself, of your kindness, of your patience, of your love to others like never, never, never before. It's so easy to have a one-hour service and not accomplish anything. But tonight I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to know where you are and who you are and what you represent this evening. That's what I believe in my heart. And I believe if you make an altar and if you pray, God is going to show you. He's going to meet you right where you are. He's going to give you an opportunity to right some wrongs, to change some things in your life. How many of you believe in change still? Well, then join me right now at the altar or make an altar wherever you are and take communion. Nobody's forced to take communion.